card had some bearing on that match. How much of a bearing did it have?
Well, I think in any game, when you get a player sent off and so early in the game as well, it has a massive bearing on it. What you ask for is that hopefully that the decision is correct. And I think, you know, the referee sprinted to give it, you know, and that's the frustrating bit. We then, you know, was there contact made in the penalty box? Paul Wheelock from the Telegraph shaking his head there. Was it a foul in the first place? These are all questions that, you know, the referee has to be very clear in his head. The use of technology helps him out massively, but we continue to ignore it.
Have you had a chance to see the incident again?
Yeah, many a time.
Was it outside the penalty area in your view?
When there was some contact, but whether that contact was a foul is outside the box. But, you know, the lads made a meal of it quite quickly. But, like I say, can he be 100% sure that that is a foul? No, he can't.
It obviously really upset you. How close did you come to being sent off in that first half?
Not close at all. You know, in the first 2 minutes of the game, Jordan Rowe goes clean through, knocks it past the goalkeeper, gets brought down, the referee gives a free kick, and there's no booking. Well, the goalkeeper is the last man. So that's what we were asking in terms of how can he book some of our... And hey, listen, you know, we've got to be careful because, you know, you get in trouble and it costs you money and we can't be doing that. But you've been here, you've seen the performance of them.
Second half, you came out of the blocks.
Terrific.
Whatever you said at half time seemed
terrific.
To work.
Yeah, no, they were terrific, weren't they? And, you know, we've had one cleared off the line of goal. He's made a hell of a save. You know, we had the belief and confidence we were going to get back into the game. We've not defended the second one well enough, although it was a fantastic cross. But, you know, like you say, the response from them was down to 10 men. Would you have been able to tell them, you know?
You made that substitution, the double substitution. What was you thinking behind that?
Look, listen, there was one or two just feeling... Corey was just feeling his groin and Hope had been booked. And the last thing we needed was for another man to be removed from the pitch. But at the same time, we put Nathan on to give us a bit more pace and... We just got to bounce back now on Wednesday night. It's important that we do that and we regroup and look after everybody. It's well documented that, you know, we're stretched and we have to be careful with looking after people.
Did you feel you lost a bit of momentum after those substitutions, perhaps?
No, not at all. I think, like you say, you stayed in it. And, like I say, the substitution was made to look after the two players. Simple as that. The last thing we needed was Corey being out for a number of weeks. And, that's why we made those decisions.
The record against sides promoted from League One has not been great in the Championship. Gary, what do you put that down to?
Well, you've been here yourself today and seen that. After 9 minutes, we're down to 10 men. It doesn't matter who you play against or what level that you're at. You know, it's always makes the job a little bit harder. But, you know, like you said, up until 70 minutes, we were right in it.
How are you doing in terms of the injuries, the players who were missing today? Will they be available for the midweek game against Derby?
We certainly hope that Danny Guthrie will be very close, if not involved. Obviously, we've lost Brownie and Jason Lowe for a while now. And Fodi Koita, who's out on the grass for the first time yesterday, so we'll see how he goes throughout the week.
And the players need to pick themselves up, because before this game, before the international break, you were on a real crest of a wave.
Very much so. And like I say, the frustration is that we came here to try and keep that going, but after 9 minutes it became very, very difficult.
Finally from you, Gary, your thoughts on Howard Kendall's passing today?
Yeah, very sad. We obviously, as a club, because of obviously his connections with the club, we wish his family, you know, our deepest sympathies. Tony Grant and Craig Short on our coaching team played under him and speak very, very highly of him and said what an outstanding bloke he was, and obviously he'll be sadly missed.